Have you ever walked into a house or building and wonder how it was designed? Or look at your own home and wonder how you can improve it? My name is Kathleen Garrido with KG Interior Design. This podcast is for experienced designers, those new to the industry, and people that just want to improve their own homes. We will discuss tips and insights for all of your design needs. Welcome to KG Inspires Podcast. I'm here to talk about furnishing, lighting, and decor, and how you really start that space. So if you're thinking of doing your living room, your family room, your den, your office, how do I even start is what most clients say. So I would start with the inspiration. Your inspiration, you could already have a piece of furniture that you just absolutely love, and that has to be in the room. And then you work around the lighting and the accessories around the piece that you have in that space. Or you might say, oh, I have this beautiful piece of art. That's going to be my inspiration. So how do I start? Well, if there's colors of blue and like they're neutral and maybe a little bit of gold, maybe it's a neutral sofa. It's adding the sofa to that space. And then it's tying in some pillows. And those pillows have a little bit of pop. And you're going to pull the colors from that piece of artwork onto the pillows. And then once you put on the neutral sofa, all of a sudden this room becomes cohesive. And then it's a matter of pulling accessories. Maybe it's a little bit of greenery. Maybe it's some books, but pulling some of the colors from the inspiration. And that really helps you tie in the room and where it just feels cohesive, warm, and inviting. When adding some pillows that you're pulling the color from your artwork, they could be prints, they could be stripes, they could be solids. You could add as many pillows as you want. A lot of clients know that they're going to have to remove some of those pillows, so they just want one or two. And then some of my clients end up doing several pillows on the sofa. But if you intermix some stripes, some patterns, and some solids, it really does add a lot of interest in the room. And if you already have a sofa that you love, then maybe your next piece that you would pull is a piece of artwork, because the colors from that artwork can then be pulled through the accessories. So if you have a nice neutral sofa, I would definitely pull a beautiful piece of art. So if it's navy blue and some silvers and neutrals in there, then I would start pulling maybe some stripes or prints or even a solid pillow for the sofa. And then I would layer it up with the coffee tables being a little bit neutral, but adding pops of color. So it could be in your books, it could be in your vases, it could be in your maybe a plant or succulents that you're pulling in. But this way, then it just really warms up the space and gives you a cohesive look. Also, a lot of times when I'm doing living rooms or family rooms, the focal point is the chandelier. So if you have a really nice big chandelier that you've picked out, then I would work the furniture, then the artwork, and then the accessories. And if it's a gold chandelier, you'll want to tie in some gold throughout the artwork and the accessories. And if it's a silver chandelier, maybe it's adding some silver and some shimmer and some silver in the artwork as well. Also, another tip when you're looking for lighting, do you like cool lighting or do you like warm lighting? So many times I have clients that move into brand new homes and all of their LED recessed lighting happens to be cool and they don't like it because it feels cold. And a lot of others, because they like sleek and modern, love the cool lighting. So a lot of the recessed lighting also comes in warm, in addition to the bulbs come in warm and they come in cool. So you just want to make sure you coordinate. If you have a cool setting of recessed lighting, then get cool lighting for your lamps and chandelier and vice versa. If you have the warm lighting in the recessed, you also want to do warm lighting in your chandelier and your lamps as well. Thank you so much for joining us on our podcast. I look forward to seeing you on our next one. If there's any questions or anything you would like to have me cover on future podcasts, that would be great. You could contact me at www.kginteriordesign.com. That's my website. My contact information is there, and you can also email me through that, or you can follow us on KG Inspires, and I would really love if you could like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.